Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care 93.7. We're now on to the basketball season. It goes by quick, but we are off and running for some hoops here in 24-25. Morehill Mounts Academy and girls basketball coach, that is Luke Knoll, joining us here for a couple of minutes. We always appreciate the time of our area coaches. And boy, how about last season for this Ravens team? One of the better seasons in school history, 20 wins, first league championship since 1985, went undefeated in Northeast Kansas League play. Just a whirlwind for sure, Coach, but just that last season for you, and obviously the girls played extremely well.
Yeah, it was a pretty special year, and honestly, it was kind of hard to just turn the page when it was all over, when you start gearing up for the summer of the next school year, because there's so many fond memories to look back on. But yeah, you do something historic with a big senior class like that, 16 years, and a bunch of girls that are, or several girls that are returning this year. I mean, it was really special last year what they did, and like you said, winning 20 games, going undefeated in the league. I mean, that's just something that's so rare. And we had such a good experience with both our kids and our parents, and there was just so many positives from last year. So, and, you know, once it was all over, you were kind of sad that we were done, and we make the sub-state finals and lose to the state runner-up, and we can really hang our hat on a good year. And it took some time to kind of turn the page on that and get geared up for next year, but we think we're at that point now, and we're excited about what's to come.
Well, you certainly have a few key pieces returning, but just in terms of the overall roster construction, you know, is it much different from last year? Is the playing style going to have to be different with maybe some of the new kids that might be playing? Just in terms of roster construction as a whole, how does that kind of set up here in 24?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting for us, actually. We went from, you know, we had 16 years leave us last year. We have two incoming freshmen coming this year. So we had a net loss there. And overall, we actually only have 10 girls on our team this year. So that makes things interesting a little bit in terms of, you know, how we're going to play. One nice thing is of those 10, five of those girls do have varsity experience. So that's a big plus for us. So there are some similarities we'll have to last year. But just when you have five with varsity experience and the other five don't, technically, honestly. That makes for some things, a learning curve a little bit for some others. And with only 10 girls total, we can't really afford foul trouble or injuries. And we got to be in great shape and stuff like that. So that'll be interesting for us to manage throughout the year with 10 girls. But we're pretty excited about their cohesiveness and just kind of some things we've seen in practice so far.
Yeah, some of the key returners here. You talk about Capri Keckner, very good volleyball player, still kind of an underclassman, but she returns for you. And then Caitlin Folsom, obviously, a returning forward. Seems like those two are going to be maybe not essentially the 1-2, but two of your top players for sure, it seems like.
Yeah, we'll lean pretty heavily on those two. I mean, they both have been starters since their freshman year, and we'll obviously take a big step forward this year, and we're excited about that. But even, you know, Hannah Cody has been freshman on varsity since she was a freshman. And then our seniors, Nora Adams and Kevin Pice, they both have varsity experience and are ready to go. So, I mean, those five will kind of be our core for sure. And then we'll bring some others along as we get going through the season. But when you have returners with varsity experience, that's a big deal. But, yeah, for sure those two girls with the experience they have and what they were able to contribute last year, at least offensively and definitely defensively, we'll lean on them pretty hard.
Whenever you get in there to that first practice, you probably have an idea of, all right, here's the girls that we expect this from and that from and so on and so forth. Now you get a week or two in, you know, with the preparation leading up to the opener on Friday. Has anyone kind of stood out to you and maybe changed your thought process of maybe how they play and maybe like earning some minutes early on, maybe when you thought they weren't going to earn minutes maybe early on?
Yeah, honestly, our jamboree was really good for us here on Monday because it's been hard for us to get, you know, some good live time at practice. So the fact that we got to have two kind of real game-like scrimmages here on Monday was really, really good for us. We got to see a lot of things, we did a few different things subbing-wise that we'll kind of play with as we get going here. But, you know, our two freshmen coming in, we're going to ask them a lot of them to that's Macy and Ella. We're going to ask a lot of them to maybe fill some roles when we need it and that sort of thing. And that's hard for a freshman to do anytime, but they're kind of forced into that spot based on our overall numbers. But we're confident that we're going to find that as we get going here. And the more games we play, we'll get a little more settled in our rotation, and I think we'll be in a good shape.
You guys host Donovan West on Friday in the opener. How much do you know about them? They won a state championship a couple years ago. Last year they went 13-10, but, you know, how much do you know about your opener on Friday?
Yeah, obviously, even though they had a solid record, I mean, their record is, they're better than even that record is because of that league they play in. I mean, that's a solid team. I mean, they actually ended our girls' volleyball season here in the fall, and they got a bunch of athletes there that'll play basketball too. So, we know we're in for it at the beginning, and we know they're 10th ranked in the KBCA rankings here in 2A to start with. So, we start out of the gate with a great schedule. We have them, Hiawatha, and Royal Valley, our pre-Christmas slate. So, that'll be a great test for us and something that we'll really need to figure out what we need to work on over Christmas break and get ready for league play when we come back. But that's a really strong team for us to start out with. They got a great tradition there. They obviously play in a great league. So I'm really excited that that's our first game, that we kind of get to see where we're at and see what we need to do over these next couple weeks.
There it is, Luke Knoll, Moorhill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach. They get set for the opener on Friday night against Donovan West. Excited to get the season going here for the Ravens basketball program. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Brandon.